The Sportscast, April 13th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, Periscope, no, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitch. We're now on Twitch. And, of course, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And visit our website, thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net for the latest. And also download our app, The Sportscast, for iOS. Android, we're going to begin on the works on that one. So all you Android lovers, you'll get your wish granted. NFL free agency is still making noise. Weeks before the NFL draft, we can say that the NFL offseason is almost as exciting as the NFL regular season. Some people will say, nah, it's not too bad. No, it's a lot of noise. It definitely laps over the NBA free agency and also maybe some March Madness. Join us all the way from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Joe Toscano. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Joe Toscano, it's been a while. No, you've been – I think you were in the Sportscast about a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I think we were talking about March Madness. March Madness, I think.
Yeah, I said Gonzaga wouldn't win. Look what happened.
You know something? I should have believed you then because they didn't win it. And Baylor had a good tournament. Gonzaga did have a good tournament, but I think something happened to them, man. I think they choked.
They do it every year. They choke.
There you go.
That's what they do.
Should have went with my instincts, with history in itself. Well, Joe, the biggest news maybe in your world and maybe in some Steelers world is James Conner going to the Arizona Cardinals. What do you think about that?
Good for him. I mean, he's a Western Pennsylvania guy. I think he's from the Erie area. And then he went to the University of Pittsburgh. Then he got drafted by the Steelers. So time to get out of the state of Pennsylvania, James Conner. Go somewhere else. He's an okay back. He's proven that he's not an everyday three down back. He can't, he's basically average. But in certain situations, like if he was part of a committee or if he was like the second guy or something like that, he could excel in a role like that.
James Conner, only 25 years old, will be paired with Chase Edmonds to form the Cardinals' 2021 backfield. It's expected that they'll share reps and responsibilities in coach Cliff Kingsbury's offense that asks running backs to be both rushers and receivers. Joe, what do you think about that pairing? And I know that Chase Edmonds made some noise last season. Do you think this will benefit a lot, a big benefit for the Cardinals next season?
Yeah, I think together they could form a good running back tandem. Chase Edmonds has a lot of potential. So, potentially it could be a really good combination.
This will split the duties, of course. Chase Edmonds, great running back, not the greatest, you know. He's no Todd Gurley or anything. Same for James Conner. But I think that duo, that dynamic duo, will help out the Cardinals and the whole offense.
Yeah, it's all in how they're used. But James Conner, he's not a speed guy. He's more of a power guy, but he is good at catching and he is good at blitz pickup. So they could complement each other well.
Of course, Kyle Murray as quarterback and then Hopkins as the wide receiver. I mean, this Cardinals team, do you see them now? I'm not saying James Conner will make a big difference, but do you think they'll edge closer towards an NFC championship game or even a Super Bowl?
They seem to be going for it. I think they're taking advantage of Kyler Murray's rookie contract. They brought in J.J. Watt. Now they're bringing in Conner. They're kind of going for it now, while they have a chance. So there's a lot of potential there. But, man, that NFC West is just so tough. Everybody is loaded in that division. So we'll see. But, I mean, the potential is there. Kyler Murray is good. So they can make some noise.
Which signing was more important, J.J. Watt or James Conner?
J.J. Watt, definitely.
Big difference. It was definitely making news. Of course, Connor was released by the Steelers, free agent. His first thought was with the Cardinals, and he got signed right off the bat. I think that's very, very flattering. You know, he could have spent weeks, you know, interviewing other teams, but I think he saw the availability, and he'll be reuniting with Cardinals running backs coach James Saxon, who was his position coach in Pittsburgh in 17 and 2018. So that's something that is a lot of familiarity. It could have been Saxon that, you know, persuaded the Cardinals to have Connor come over.
Probably. And I mean, it is a 1-year deal, so it's kind of a prove it situation. So, it seems to be a very good situation for Connor, and we'll see how well he does.
Now, the Steeler running backs, as of right now, according to Google, Tarik Watt, Kalen Ballade, Benny Snell Jr., Trey Edmonds, Jalen Samuels, and Anthony McFarland Jr. Joe, how do you see the spread with the running backs in Steelers right now that Connor is out?
As of right now, that it's horrible, but that's why they got to get someone in the draft. I see a lot of things of Najee Harris or ATN or Javonte Williams or something like that. I think they need to get one of those top three guys in the draft. I don't think, you know, usually what they do is they get somebody in the third or fourth round. Maybe they're good. Maybe they're not. Maybe they suck. Who knows? They need to get a surefire thing. Yes, they have a lot of problems. Yes, their offensive line sucks, but you still need a good back. So get someone early.
I was actually listening to the Adam Schefter podcast last week, and he was interviewing Najee Harris, of all people. And Schefter thinks that Harris will be going to the Steelers. And Harris, I think I hope I go to the Steelers. He can't say that, but he was happy with that comment. Now, will the Steelers pick him in the first round? Probably.
They would have to if they want him. You know, Najee Harris is not getting out of the first round. So somebody will take him if it's not the Steelers. It's all, you know, it's one of those situations where, you know, maybe he's available, but maybe some other like awesome guy is there that they didn't expect or something like that. So, I mean, it's very unpredictable, but, you know, as you said, when you listed off that depth chart, my God, running back is a gigantic need. So, it would definitely benefit them. If not the first round, then definitely in the second round, they better get a running back.
At that list that I sent you or that I read out to you, who will be the number one running back right then?
It would be Benny Snell. And that's a very sad situation.
That's not saying much.
No, it's not.
And think about it. Like, Najee Harris, Joe, that's a pretty good pick. Like, if you get him, he'll be starting off right off the bat.
Yeah, there's your guy right there. He'd be, you know, every down. He would be the guy. So, you know, perfect situation. The opportunity is there. Hopefully they get him.
Now, it's a big void to fill. Le'Veon Bell left a couple years ago. Connor couldn't live up to it. Connor had a good was a good backup. Not thinking about it for Le'Veon Bell, but when he started, became RB1. He didn't live up to the Le'Veon Bell status, right?
Correct. Yeah. You know, injuries played a role in that. He always seems to get hurt. And also, I mean, the Steelers' offensive line has just deteriorated in the past couple of years, so that didn't help either. But, yeah, I mean, you know, Connor was no Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell in its prime was awesome. And Connor was okay. He's, you know, good to okay, but not that level of Le'Veon Bell in his prime.
There is a comment from our Facebook. Byron Jones says, draft Travis Etienne.
That would be really good too. He's a different kind of back. He's more of a speed guy, which might fit new offensive coordinator Matt Canada's offense better. So that would be really interesting. But I would be happy with Etienne also. You know, different than Najee Harris, but still – another guy you could put in there and be the guy.
And Travis Etienne played for Clemson, so that's something that it feels like Steelers have some good options. I guess Etienne or Harris, it's a win-win situation with that running back pool we have right now.
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Etienne or Harris would be good. Javonte Williams of North Carolina is also an option. If they want to go later, there's Trey Sermon out of Ohio State. There's Michael Carter. There's a couple other people if they want to try to get someone in the third or fourth round or something like that. But, I mean, they tried that already. They got Anthony McFarland last year, and that didn't work out, although, you know, it's still early on him. So, that's the debate. Do you get a running back early or not? We'll see.
You know something? I'm not a smart guy like the Steelers front office is, but I'm sure I could trust them. I haven't heard anyone bad-mouthing the Steelers front office, so I trust them. But what are the top three positions you think the Steelers will go after in the draft?
Offensive line, running back, and then they could go either linebacker, inside linebacker, cornerback, tight end. Unfortunately, there's so many needs. There's so many ways they could go. It would not surprise me if they took a linebacker in the first round, if there's a really good one available. You know, yes, it's Ben's last year and the offense needs to be good, but so does the defense. So, and they just lost Bud Dupree, and they could use an inside or an outside guy. So, you know, usually the Steelers go by the best player available strategy and whoever's there. And then, you know, they deal with it. They don't go on need. So they could go a number of ways.
Yeah, and it'd be interesting what scenario they'll be in a year from now when Roethlisberger's gone and they see Rudolph and Haskins in the bench. It's like, is this going to be it, or we're going to look somewhere else?
If he doesn't retire, if he decides to play another year after this year, which is a possibility.
There you go. He could, and which has happened before. He has said, you know, at least two times that he was hinting of leaving, and he never did. So
it's all in how he's used. He's past the point where he could be, you know, the guy where he's, you know, they need to him to throw 40 touchdowns and stuff like that and have this crazy aerial attack. They don't need that from him, or he can't do that anymore. But, you know, he could help with the running game. He could, you know, be just do enough. Just do less than he did before. He could still be effective, hopefully. And if that's the case, then maybe he can play passes here.
But he can't scramble or anything.
Oh, God, no. he never really was a good scrambler, but he was a good guy that could dance in the pocket. I'm not even sure he's good at that anymore. But I mean, he's what, 38 or 39? That's an old 38 or 39. That's like 38 going on 58. So yeah, he is not mobile at all, but he's a better option than Mason Rudolph or Dwayne Haskins.
Imagine, you know, remember when Tom Brady was 38? He was a young 38.
Tom Brady is the exception to every rule. That dude looks amazing.
He's shooting for 45, but I would not be off. Will not be surprised if he shoots for 50. But
why not?
Why not?
I mean, it's that avocado ice cream and all that goofy stuff he eats. Like, hey,
you watched that Facebook Watch special, didn't you?
Maybe.
Maybe not. Anyways, speaking about Tom Brady, the Patriots legend, wide receiver Julian Edelman announced his retirement yesterday. First the Patriots released him, and then about an hour or 2 hours later, Edelman came out with this unbelievable video. It was sad, announcing his retirement at 34 years old. He says that the wheels can't. His wheels are coming off of him or something. He can't do it. Joe, is was this a sad moment for you?
No. I hate the Patriots. I don't. I mean, he was very good in the role that he had, and he was a very good part of those Patriots teams with Tom Brady. But yeah, okay, it's time, dude. Go. At least he didn't end up in Tampa Bay, which everybody thought he would.
You know something? I thought he was because, okay, after the Patriots announced that they released him, people were saying, well, either he retires or he's going to find a way to go and join Tampa. But then an hour later, he released a video, said he couldn't. He failed his physical, played 12 seasons for the Patriots. He started as a quarterback, didn't he?
He did. I wonder if Tom Brady, when he saw Edelman retired at age 34, is like, what are you doing? Dude, you should have played for another 10 years like me.
Dude, he's going to laugh at so many people that retire like under 35, maybe like under 40. Let's just say that.
How funny is it that there are people in this NFL draft that are sons of players that played against Tom Brady? Tom Brady will be playing against the sons of some of these players, and Tom Brady is still in the league.
It's unbelievable. And to be honest, I'm seriously thinking he might play till 50, maybe 47 at the earliest. But anyways, Edelman was drafted in 2009 out of Kent State. He was 5'10", 100 and almost 200 pounds. He played 140 regular season games with 85 starts and second in team history with 620 receptions, fourth with 6,822 receiving yards, and ninth with 36 receiving touchdowns. He also had 58 rushing attempts for 413 yards, the most rushing attempts and rushing yards by a wide receiver in Patriots history. His 9,869 all-purpose yards are fourth in team history. There was debate on Twitter yesterday if he will be in the Hall of Fame. Joe, what do you say?
Oh, my God, no.
That was an easy answer.
Good golly, no. He was really good in the postseason. That was his thing. He was really good in the postseason. Good for him. But, there are so many wide receivers out there that have incredible, much better numbers than him that don't even come close to it. And there was a thing going on Twitter of the comparison to Hines Ward. Hines Ward literally had twice as many of everything, almost twice as many catches, almost twice as many yards, touchdowns. Hines Ward was also a Super Bowl MVP, as was Edelman. And Hines Ward had 4 Pro Bowls, and Edelman had 0. And nobody is saying Hines Ward should be in the Hall of Fame. He's not even close. So Edelman's numbers are half of that, and he's not gonna get in.
You had a reference a Steelers player, Hines Ward, didn't you?
Better believe it.
Anyways, now we know who's better. Patriots chairman and CEO Robert Kraft said, Julian Edelman is one of the greatest success stories in our franchise history. There aren't many players who earn an NFL roster spot at a position they have never played before. That's correct. He started as a quarterback, and then he transitioned into a wide receiver. Julian not only did that as a 7th-round draft selection. That's pretty low. But he's retiring with the second most career receptions in franchise history and as a first 3-time Super Bowl champion. Who was the first most career receptions in the Patriots history? Any guess on that?
Right. Oh, good question.
I don't know. Career receptions. It can't be Randy Moss. He was just there for 2 seasons.
Yeah, I don't know who. Stanley Morgan.
I never heard of him. That's
from
like a insurance guy or a finance guy.
Stanley Morgan, yes. when he would catch passes, he would. That's how he caught so many passes, because he was trying to sell insurance to the cornerbacks and the people that are covering him, and they got so sick of hearing about it that they just let him score touchdowns.
From the YouTube comments, one person said Troy Brown. But that wasn't it.
That was as far as – I cranked up the Google machine, and it says Stanley Morgan.
Stanley Morgan. And he probably played pre Tom Brady, right?
He was from 1977 to 1989. By the way, number two on the Patriots all-time receiving, Rob Gronkowski.
Not surprised about that. Now he's going to Hall of Fame.
Oh, wait, you know what? No, it's actually Wes Welker. I'm sorry.
Wes Welker. Oh, my gosh. That guy was good.
But and he number for about receiving yards.
Receiving yards, not receptions. And Welker played with Brady and Peyton Manning. I can't say that I have done that in my life. Anyways,
yeah.
Troy Brown, good question. The username says no, none. I'll definitely look at up that out and maybe write an article later on about that. Anyways, Kraft continues saying his explosiveness off the line, quickness in his cuts, that's true, and elusiveness after the catch made one of the hardest players to defend throughout his career. His clutch catches in our biggest games and overall toughness made him a fan favorite, very favorite with their fans. Over the past 12 years, I have enjoyed watching him grow as a player, as a person, and as a father. In 2019, I had the privilege of traveling to Israel with Julian, who might be the only place where he is more popular than here in New England. That's right. Julian Edelman is Jewish. I remember him. There was one cool video. I think CBS made it or ESPN where he's a skateboarder. He would skate around Boston like every weekend or during the offseason or during the week. So he was not your typical football player.
It's an amazing story, you know, to come from, you know, he wasn't highly touted coming out of college. He basically, you know, made his own career. He had to work his way up. So he's had a great career.
And the argument of the Hall of Fame is that he sits second in NFL history, second with 118 postseason receptions behind Jerry Rice, 151 catches in the playoffs. Have I proven my point, Joe?
No.
Okay, there we go. Not enough, but
he's not making it.
We'll find out in a few years, 10 years. It's tough to make it, man. I cannot make it. Joe can't make it to the Hall of Fame, but maybe Edelman will. No, none from YouTube. Yeah, shoot us an email if you. I mean, a good guess. I Troy Brown. It rings a bell. I have to go search for it, but I'll definitely look at look him up and see.
Troy Brown is three from this list I see. Wes Welker, 672 receptions. Edelman, 620. Troy Brown, 557.
So it was close. It was close. Anyways, another big news this week. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers signed running back Gio Bernard. Gio Bernard played for the Bengals. He signed a one-year deal with the Bucs. Bernard, I actually used him for my fantasy one-year season. Is this going to make the Bucs much better, or is just another good backup running back?
I like Giovanni Bernard. He's kind of – I mean, who knows what Tampa Bay is going to do with their running back situation. I'm kind of happy about this because hopefully that means that it's another running back that they won't take, that the Steelers might take in the draft. But who knows what – I mean, you know, usually – in the off season, when you just collect a bunch of parts, like a fantasy team, it's not supposed to work. Well, it worked with Tampa Bay. So who knows? I mean, Giovanni Bernard is could still be valuable. Kind of like James Conner. He can't be the guy, but still could be a valuable contributor.
Now the question mark, I believe there is a question mark. Leonard Fournette, is he a free agent or is he back with the Bucks?
I think Leonard Fournette signed. With the Bucs.
Yep. Once I was saying that, I remember me posting that story. So I think he's the most important running back on that organization.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Fournette was the number four overall pick. I mean, he definitely has the pedigree. You know, it worked out well in Tampa last year. So, you know, now that he has another year under his belt, they could figure out how to use him better. So, yeah, good situation there.
And they have Other running backs is Ronald Jones II, Keyshawn Vaughn, Giovanni Bernard just signed, and CJ Precise. I only recognize Ronald Jones from last season and Fournette. So the other guys, hey, you got to reinforce positions. Bernard will probably be number two and number three running back in that organization. So they got the running game set. I think they're going to be pretty good next season. My friend messaged me today once he found out the Cardinals got Connor. He says Cardinals Bucks NFC Championship game.
Because they got James Connor?
I hope not. I hope he was saying because of Watt, then plus, you know, Connor. But
yeah, it's very possible. You know, that's a thing. I mean, Kyler Murray, you know, he's been good. He's been good out of the gate. He's getting better every year. So you could see, you know, and they have DeAndre Hopkins. So you could see how they're just going to keep getting better. So it's very possible that the Cardinals can make the conference championship game.
They look good on paper, but they got to play the games and win it and go deep. Lastly, on the lighter side, ex-Kansas City Chiefs coach charged with DWI, former Chiefs assistant linebackers coach Britt Reid, has been charged while driving while intoxicated in connection with a February 4th crash that left a 5-year-old girl with traumatic brain injury. Terrible news, but that was the news for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yes, sad. Sad situation. I think that girl unfortunately has suffered permanent damage. Yeah, and just a really sad situation all around.
Exactly. And the same friend that told me that the Chiefs, that the Cardinals and Bucks will be in the NFC, he says for the AFC will be the Ravens and the Chiefs.
Possibly. Okay.
I was saying,
you know what? I'm not totally sold on the Ravens.
Oh, me either. Yeah, I'm not sold.
I think they have some issues. They keep losing people and they don't really replenish them. And Lamar Jackson, I'm not saying he's taking a step back, but he does have problems with accuracy that he needs to fix. He needs to be a better passer. You can't just run all the time.
It wore you down.
I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. There's some cracks in that armor.
And I think we talked about this before, but Ravens did offer Juju Schuster $1 million more than what the Steelers offered, and Juju rejected them and stick with the with the Steelers.
I'm going to contact the Ravens and let them know I'll take that $1 million. If they just have $1 million lying around, I'll take it. I'll figure out what to do with it.
That's what I told them too.
I'd sign. I would sign for $1 million.
I would, even if it's my rival team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyways, poll questions of the day, actually from yesterday, but we'll roll over to today. Should former Patriots Edelman be in the Hall of Fame? What does Joe say?
God, no. Oh, goodness, no.
You agree with the 71% of no, and yes came at 28.6, so that's pretty much a majority. And lastly, what do you have with your grilled cheese sandwich? Options are tomato soup, milk, or chips.
I have only once had tomato soup with grilled cheese sandwich. That's a combination better than Chase Edmonds and James Conner. It is one of the best. That's a combination better. That is the Tom Brady and Julian Edelman of sandwiches and combinations. Grilled cheese sandwich, tomato soup, perfect together.
I cannot disagree. If I had to have soup, it would be tomato, and I'll have grilled cheese with that. And 77% of people agree with you. Tomato soup is the clear winner. Second and third place. Second place was tied for milk and chips at 11.1. Tomato was zero. Now, tomato is I put it inside the grilled cheese, but that's not popular in our following. So
yeah, that sounds bad. I'm not a fan of that.
I guess
tomato
not.
Soup. You dip the grilled cheese in the tomato soup. Oof. That's how it's done.
Man, that's how you're done. And you can do it at Panera Bread or get a can of soup from Campbell's Soup. So. Anyways, Joe Toscano, what is the best way to reach you online to talk to you about your famous prosciutto?
Joey Bag of Donuts, V instead of an F. I love prosciutto so much, but I can only have it a couple times a year because otherwise I would die. If I could, I would eat prosciutto every day. It is the greatest food ever made.
It is pretty good. I had this thing years ago. It's the Italian cut where they put prosciutto, pepperoni, and some cheese, and you just pick on it with a toothpick. Oh man, I could have that every day like you, but that might not be good. But there's no bread in it, at least. Anyways,
always need bread.
Joey Bag of Donuts on Twitter. By the way, there is a Joey Bag of Donuts on Instagram, but they're an actually donut shop in North Carolina.
Well, they better put those donuts in bags, otherwise they're frauds.
Exactly. And you can reach us at thesportscast.net. We do not sell donuts, or you can reach us on Twitter at thesportscast1. Tomorrow we have a Champions League recap of the quarterfinals. Today, Bayern Munich play PSG, and Chelsea plays Porto. And then, of course, tomorrow, Real Madrid, Liverpool, Dortmund versus Man City. So a lot going on in sports action, soccer, basketball, football, of course. They're not playing, but they're making noise because James Conner is going to the Cardinals. Anyways, Joe, any closing words before we finish this Tuesday? Beautiful Tuesday.
Go get some grilled cheese and tomato soup. I don't know where, but that's your assignment for today, people.
I'm on it. Thanks very much, Joe.
Thank you.